Hello and welcome. This file is called Secretary Training, and it will make you a better secretary. This file will refer to you as secretary and to your boss as boss, so in the end both positions are completely gender neutral. In order to use this file, you need to be sitting in front of a desk with either a typewriter or more likely a computer with an open text editor program. Now, if you do, and if you're ready to type, because you will have to type within this file, close your eyes, get as comfortable as you can in your seat, lay back, take a deep breath, focus on my voice, letting go, relaxing, drifting down, getting comfy, and let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a caller. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of caller you imagine. It might be made of leather. It might be made of steel. It might be a very simple design. Or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you, because this is your caller, and this caller is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the caller onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel. The material, the structure of the surface, the temperature, and just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple but very strong chain leash. And the chain has exactly 30 links. And at the end of it, there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now, the chain hangs there, slack between us. And then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links until I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28. But it's getting less and less. 27, because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26, I pull you down a little bit, because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25, and you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24, slowly taken over by my control. 23, as I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement. While I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22, getting your body closer and closer, while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21, as you sink deeper and deeper as I pull you down. 20, falling, drifting,
sinking deeper. 19, as you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control growing stronger and stronger. 18, as you drift down, as I pull you in, as I take more and more control, you can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17, it's freedom limited more and more, it's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16, as I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15, and it feels better and better. The closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14, because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13, because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12, just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11, as you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10, as I pull you closer in. 9, you feel it, you feel the control stronger and stronger. 8, the leash is getting shorter and shorter, your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7, and even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6, that's right, you feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5, as you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4, fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3, so heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2, and you just let go, you just sink, you just enjoy the submissive bliss, enjoy the control. 1, the last link in your chain, my hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0, I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe, and in the same way you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe as you fall, as you float, as you sink, feeling so controlled, so deep, protected, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along, focused only on my voice, just sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to turn you into a better secretary. That's right. And to begin, I'd like to talk a little bit about what a secretary really is. And I'm sure you understand it. Maybe you even understand it consciously, but pretty much everyone understands on a subconscious level. That's right. Now, let's look at the history of a secretary. Because if you really look at it, just having someone to type for you doesn't really make the work any faster. No, having a secretary is a symbol of your status, of your power, of your importance. That's right. That's also why a lot of secretaries were supposed and still are supposed to be eye candy. Just think about it. And even if you move forward in time and go to the secretaries who know all the secrets and probably do most of the work for their boss, it is still an incredibly submissive stereotype. Because even though they know all the secrets, even though they do most of the work, and even though in a lot of cases their boss would be helpless without them, while they could easily do the job of their boss, they still stay hidden in the background. They completely defer to their boss and even publicly praise their boss for the work they have done. That's right. So no matter which kind of secretary you are looking at, most people subconsciously and instinctively understand how submissive the position of a secretary is. And the amazing thing is that though it is completely DS dynamic, it is absolutely accepted in the public, and you are here because you want to be a good little submissive secretary. And this file will train you to be a good secretary. That's right. Now I'm going to begin by giving you a few suggestions that will make you a better secretary. And then I'm going to dictate the secretary pledge to you, and you are going to type it. And while you are focused on typing, my subliminals will further program your mind to become an even better secretary. That's right. Now, let's begin. And you already understand that the position of a secretary is a submissive stereotype. That's right. So it is important that you will always be submissive to your boss. Your boss is always right. Even if you know they're wrong, you will agree with them. You will always defer to them and let them have their way, because you are a good secretary. That's right. And in the same manner, you will always stay in the background. You will help your boss. You will support your boss. You will do whatever they want. You might even be the eye candy for them. But even in these situations, you will stay in the background. You will defer to your boss. You will never, ever steal them the show. Because you are the secretary. You are submissive. You obey your boss. And you support your boss. And you always submit to your boss and defer to your boss. That's right. And that's why you're always going to stay in the background. That's why you will always be the good secretary. And part of it is always doing what your boss wants you to do. Instantly doing it. Because your boss's wishes are your top priority. There's nothing more important than serving and pleasing and aiding your boss. It is your purpose as a secretary. It is what you have to do. what you need to do. It is your job. You're a secretary. You're there to help your boss, to make your boss's workday easier and more pleasurable. That's right, because you're a good secretary. You always obey. And as a good secretary, of course you will always look your best. Of course you will always adhere to the dress code required from you. But within it, you will dress as sexy as possible. And it doesn't even matter if you're a female or a male secretary. You will always take great care to look your best, to be your boss's eye candy. And you gladly fill this role to make them look more powerful and more professional. That's right. You have no problem using your looks to create a more relaxed atmosphere at any business meeting, or to be the eye candy to make your boss look more powerful and more in control. As a matter of fact, you will be incredibly aware how the people in the room perceive you, and you're absolutely willing to play these games for the benefit of your boss, to make them look more powerful, to smooth the atmosphere. Whatever you can do to help your boss, you love to do it, because you feel so submissive to your boss. You know you're your boss's secretary, and helping them wherever you can is your purpose. That's right. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and when I reach 3, you will open your eyes. And then I'm going to start to dictate something, and you are going to write it. Now, you are going to focus only on the writing. You are going to type it as fast as you can and as good as you can. You are absolutely forbidden to stop, pause, or rewind this recording. Just focus on the typing. And if it's too fast, type what you can. The important part is, you are a secretary. You have to type what I'm dictating. And while you're typing, you will feel voices around you. Just allow those voices to make you an even better secretary. That's right. Now get ready. I'm going to count from 1 to 3. And when I reach 3, you will open your eyes. You will be able to move. You will be able to type. You will believe that you are a secretary, and I'm dictating something to you, and you have to type it. And that's all that's important, and it's all you're focusing on. Now let's begin. 1, coming back a little bit. 2, feeling your body energized. And 3, open your eyes. Now get ready for a dictate. You're my good secretary. So get ready to begin writing. And begin typing. I am a secretary. I am a good secretary. I strive to be the best secretary I can possibly be. I understand that the core of being a good secretary is to always be absolutely submissive to my boss. I understand that as a good secretary, I have to look my best, because I represent my boss. My boss is always right. I work hard to make the workday of my boss easier and more pleasurable. I want to look the best I can for my boss. I love to submit to my boss. because they are always right. I am a good secretary. I want to be the best secretary I can possibly be. I always work hard to look my best. I love to be a good, submissive secretary. I want to improve for my boss. I want to work hard for my boss. I want to be submissive to my boss. I want to become the best secretary I can possibly be. I am a secretary. Very good. And sleep. Going back down into a deep trance, just letting go, falling deeper and deeper with every word again. Drifting down, floating down, letting go. That's right, just drifting back down into a deep trance and feeling the truth of everything you just typed. That's right. And if you weren't able to type everything, it just means you have to come back again and again, train harder, become a better secretary. And it's okay, because you know every time my words will change you, will shape you into an even better secretary, make you more submissive to your boss, give you the desire to look better for your boss, to do everything to help your boss, to make them look more powerful, more in control, smarter, better, stronger, because that's what you want. You are a secretary, and you want to be the best secretary you can possibly be. That's right. And while all these words swirl through your mind, slowly shaping your submissive secretary mind more and more, turning you into a better and better secretary, it's time to end today's lesson. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be fully awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy, ready to come back with 1, feeling all the suggestions, thinking deeper with 2, waking up more and more, 3, coming back, 4, waking up more and more, halfway there, or so alert, awake, aware, is 5, and 6, your muscles build up tension again, 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all of your vital signs are normalizing, 8, take a deep breath in now, and let it out, and wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, ready to open your eyes, and 9, stretch yourself, opening your eyes with the next number, so refreshed, so wonderful, and 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware, welcome back, as usual. I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Please tell me what you think about this more interactive approach. If you enjoy my files and want to support my work, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.